Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Celtics 131-95 winners last night. Woo! At TD Garden. They're still only 6-7 on the year, Keith.
That's right.
They did shoot well from three. 21 threes last night. 41%. They took 51 of them in the game last night. Text line is saying, "Hey, Jones, Pritchard carried JB, but you won't mention it because it's not Tatum." I don't know that anybody carried anybody last night.
The Grizzlies are horrible. The Grizzlies are a disaster, and this is one of the reasons why the Celtics, as bad as the start has been, can't really tank. Like, they could be a non-playoff team, but they're not going to be one of the five worst
teams.
They're not worse than
Washington. Nope. They're not worse than Memphis. Those are two teams we've seen them just wipe the floor with.
Brooklyn is another one. Like, there are teams that are just way worse than them. I mean, the Grizzlies have their own issues going on. They got to figure out with their star players. The Pelicans are 2-9. How about this? The Nets, Pacers, which is a big, I'm surprised they're that bad. And Wizards, those three teams have one win.
Eeks.
Yeah, they're all eeks.
Big time eeks.
So, like, if you're tiering the NBA, they, even with the 10 playoff teams, if you want to count 7 through 10 as like playoff teams, even with 20 playoff teams, the Celtics may not be a playoff team, but then there's like another whole sub-tier of just like trash teams that should be in the G League.
You have the standings in front of you?
I just pulled them up.
So here are the Celtics' wins this year, and it just triggered in my head because you mentioned New Orleans. So New Orleans was their first win. They're 2-9, you said?
Terrible team, yep.
And that was without Zion.
No Zion, yeah. Most nights you played New Orleans, fair point, without Zion.
Say, Zion even played this year?
I don't know.
Cleveland was a good win. What's their record now?
Cleveland is 8-4. They're in second place in the East.
Good one.
Cleveland's a good win.
They did beat Philly, but they've also lost to Philly twice.
Philly's the 4 seed. They're 7-4.
Philly's been good.
Them three times, which is ridiculous.
They've beaten Washington and Memphis, who we already mentioned. They're both trash.
Trash.
And then they split with Orlando, who's supposed to be good, but really hasn't been.
Orlando is 6-6.
Okay. So, like, that's who... Honestly, going through their wins, while they can't tank, they're not that bad.
Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, if you're in the lottery, I guess the ping pong balls could always work out in your favor. But they're not going to tank their way to like a top four draft pick, I don't think.
No. But I mean, Cleveland and Philly and Orlando are ahead of them in the standings.
True.
Like, it's not like a murderer's row. It's not like they've played Oklahoma City and Denver and, you know, even Detroit. Detroit's been really good.
But they've also lost to Utah. What are they now?
Oh, Utah, actually 4-7,
okay,
which is terrible. But the 10 seed in the Western Conference.
So how about that?
So that's my point. Like, there's too many bad teams. As long as you have Jaylen Brown playing, basically, like, where things would go differently is if like Jaylen Brown gets hurt. Then that all goes haywire. That's like in 07 when the Celtics rolled the balls out and then they were like, wait a minute, Pierce is kind of hurt. You can just kind of get shut down. And then you truly are one of the worst teams in the league. I thought they'd be better. I thought Derek White would be better. I thought Pritchard would be better overall. I'm not talking about last night. I'm just talking about like overall. I thought those guys would be a little bit better. So I don't know. Maybe I misjudged sort of the other guys. We knew they lost a ton, starting with Tatum with the injury, but then the veteran guys that they let
they
walk or traded.
They shouldn't be this bad.
No, I agree with that.
Like, White was on Team USA, which I didn't think he deserved to be on, for God's sakes.
Right.
But that means he's all-star-ish. You know, Peyton Pritchard, I think, is a quality player in the league. Both of those guys have been horrible, last night aside. And maybe White is heating up a little bit these last couple of games, meaning the back-to-back with Philly. And then last night, Jaylen Brown's been wildly underwhelming. I disagreed with Terp on this yesterday, and I would stand with it. I think Brown was pretty good last night. I disagree with the texter who's like, he got carried by Pritchard. I thought Brown was pretty good last night. And then, you know, they were able to sit a lot of guys later in the game. So I know his numbers look good. They're 6-7, and he's supposed to be the lead guy. Like,
right.
To me, he would be very, very, very high on my list for reasons why they're underachieving. If Jaylen is truly a top 15 player in the league, like an all-NBA kind of guy, and he's truly the guy on this team, they can't be a game below 500 and outside of the playoffs looking in, at least entering that game last night. You can't be there.
Yeah.
So I've been disappointed in him, and I've been really disappointed in Mazzulla, to be honest. Like, I thought Mazzulla would kind of prove his bona fides as head coach this year, and I thought the team would play hard for him. I thought he'd have them in the playoff mix, and maybe he will.
Yeah.
But right now they're not. They haven't changed their play style at all, despite losing Tatum, Porzingis, Drew Holiday, Al Horford. They haven't changed the way they play whatsoever. Last night they just happened to make their threes. They still launched a billion of them. They just happened to make them. And so, honestly, I don't know if I blame him more than the players, but I've been as disappointed in Mazzulla as anybody else. I thought he would kind of prove himself as a quality NBA head coach, and he's doing the opposite.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe we should have seen it coming because of how reliant NBA teams are on the star player and how interchangeable the coaches can be. And I think maybe we started to talk up Mazzulla a little bit because, you know, it started out him saying a lot of weird things and whatever else. But then once you win, you're like, all right, well, that's got to mean something. That's got to do something. But it's like, well, no. I mean, you took Tim Duncan away from Greg Popovich, and you're like, okay, gone, nothing. Like, more so than other sports where, you know, you look at some of the guys that won titles and how easily disposable they were. Like, that's not a great list to be on when, like, Mike Budenholzer and Frank Vogel are winning titles, and then Mazzulla's on there on that list. It's like, you know, win almost multiple titles to be sort of elevated above that and looked at a little bit differently. Otherwise, you're like, oh, that guy won? They fired him the next year because they didn't like how things were going, or maybe the star player was like, I don't like him anymore. So then they get rid of him. Like Mike Malone, like, there's been a bunch of guys recently that have won titles that didn't have the staying power of, say, like a Steve Kerr, right? Like Kerr and Curry have matched up, and they've been together now a long time, but there's less of that than the other thing. So you remove Tatum from the equation, and this is the results. Now, it really, because it's early in the season, two games would be a massive swing. So if they beat Utah, who they should have, and let's say they go 2-1 against Philly,
yeah,
instead of 1-2.
Yeah, they win one of those trash Philly losses. Yeah, it looks a lot different.
They're 8-5, and they're like the 5 seed. Like, yep. That's a big swing, big difference early on in the season. But no, they've been, you know, last night notwithstanding, because they led start to finish against a bad team, and they were making their threes, and it was just kind of a rout.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It was never a game. They've just been really frustrating to watch. Like, it just hasn't been a good take all season.
No. And, you know, I think Jalen's been a problem. I would like to see them. And we got a bunch of texts about this yesterday. And I know you felt this way all along. Maybe it is time to bring Pritchard back off the bench and start Anfernee Simons, who didn't do much last night.
No.
But maybe we've seen enough in the first 13 games to go, all right, it's time for a tweak. Simons has been pretty good. I think there's an added bonus where if you are worse than we thought and you're playing him a lot and leaning in on minutes with him, you pump up his trade value, and you know Bill Chisholm's just desperate to subtract that salary off the books. So I think there's an added bonus to that if you want to shop him later in the year. It's probably easier to do as a starter and playing starter minutes and getting more time, which comes with more shots, more points, etc.
Yeah.
But I just think to try to win games in the meantime, some sort of shakeup there probably makes sense.
Well, it's also one of those things where right now, if they're playing like this, right, like win a couple, lose a couple, like hovering around 500, and then they trade Simons at the deadline, it'll be like, all right. Like, I'll be mad because I like him. He's actually one of the fun players to watch on the team, and he could fill it up, and I want him to play more. But if they trade him, there's not going to be a big backlash to it because it's like, all right, well, you're 500 with him. But if they do go on, like, a little bit of a heater, and he's in the starting lineup, and then you're like, well, let's shed salary, then yeah. You're be like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, I look.
So it's like almost like in a weird way, like, they'd almost benefit from the team kind of underachieving. You deal Simons, there really won't be much of an outcry at all. But if they start to move up the standings a little bit, and he's one of the reasons why you're doing it, you can't just dump them for a bag of basketballs.
No, and I still want them in the Eastern Conference playoffs in the top six. And like as you said, Keith, right now Miami and Atlanta are both 7-5. They're the 5-6 seed in the East.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can't catch up and you can't make a move and you can't close in on that. And if you do, I would hate if they sold off even more pieces from what they've already done this year. Their approach has been detestable under new ownership. But yeah, I think right now to try to shake things up, and I know they won last night and I know they won going away, I don't feel any different about them beating the Memphis Grizzlies. I guess I give them credit for not losing that game.
No, but I'll tell you, they got a nice little stretch here before they play Detroit.
They do.
Detroit's really good. They're on like an 8-game win streak. But they got the Clippers, who have been bad this year, Brooklyn for two, and then another game with Orlando. Like, they could go on like a little Bruins-like streak here and start winning some games and then, you know, see where they go. Because then it does get tougher. You got Cleveland coming up at the end of the month as well. The Knicks and the Lakers to start December. So now's the time to sort of take advantage of this part of the schedule.
617-779-7937. We can mix in some Celtics phone calls along with Justin in D.C., who's been waiting very patiently on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. I was just hoping you guys could give us what you think the bare minimum Breslow needs to do this offseason to be considered successful would be. And for me, it's replace Devers, replace or re-sign Bregman, and then you go and get a number two starting pitcher because of what you guys have been saying.
Justin, I think you said it perfectly. Like, replace Devers, meaning like Alonzo or something like that. Bring back Bregman or replace Bregman. I don't really know what that is. Maybe Bichette is a name we've kicked around.
Yep.
And a number two starter. I think you put it perfectly. That would be a successful offseason. Yeah, bare minimum to be a successful offseason.
And if they do that, I'm with you guys. We can never talk about Devers again. We'll have turned the page. But I did just want to give you guys a scouting report on Mackenzie Gore. I share all of your concerns today, which maybe I shouldn't agree with you guys as much. Mackenzie Gore's awesome. Like, he really could be a number one or two pitcher. But right now, he's a number three or four pitcher because he'll put up a couple of good months together, and then he'll start to get tired. He'll lose velocity on his fastball, and his ERA will balloon to 5 or 6 for a month. And then the other thing to know about him is he can't throw strikes. Go on his Baseball Savant page, and his big issue is he'll walk a bunch of hitters, and then he'll give up a blow-up inning. So if Breslow's already pivoting, wild pitches, he's a mess. I really like him and think he'd be great on the Red Sox, but you're going to have to give up a Crochet-type package. So if they're talking about Alcantara and Gore, I think we just need to keep Breslow's feet to the fire. These are reclamation projects.
Yeah, so I agree, and I'm not going to say don't trade for pitching help, but I don't think those guys are locks. Joe Ryan, to me, would feel like a lock. I like the name Hunter Green that was brought up better. So, yeah, I'm not going to knock them for making a trade, but I don't know that those guys quite qualify as number twos. And if that's the minimum that they need to do for a successful offseason, those guys might not qualify. I'd agree with
that. Yeah, that's right on the line. I think that's where it becomes debatable, because I think if it's Alonzo, Bregman's back, and Joe Ryan, that's unanimous awesome offseason. If it's Bichette instead of Bregman,
that's a downgrade.
And if it's Mackenzie Gore instead of Ryan,
that's a downgrade.
And then I guess let's say Alonzo too, I'd be like, all right, it is technically a middle of the order bat, number two maybe in the perfect world pitcher. It's an addition to the rotation, and it's like a Bregman type equivalent. Like, I would take that. Anything under than that would be like a failure.
Well, I think what we'd say in real time is I think they got worse. I mean, at least at Bregman's spot, and they replaced Devers' big picture. Like,
that's why Pete Alonso is such a big part of this, because if they don't get him, and I don't think there's any guarantee they get him, if they don't, then you're just like grasping at straws.
Yeah, but again,
like if Tristan Casas is your first baseman to start the season, you had a horrible offseason.
That's a problem. That is a problem. I'm with you on that. So if that's what they do, Bichette, Alonzo, Gore,
I could talk myself into that.
Me too. And like, if they are able to have Gore reach his potential, we'll look back at it and be like, what a heist. But in real time, I want more than that.
Yeah.
And maybe that's like not realistic, and maybe that's being too greedy, but I would personally want more than that. And I like Alonzo a lot.
I get it.
Kelly is in Amherst on the Celtics. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm loving the show today. You were mentioning Pritchard maybe going back to the bench. I have been beating that drum for a while, not even like as a rag on him. It's just like if a guy has a good fit, he was sixth man of the year, so let's keep him as sixth man. Maybe he can go back-to-back, right? But realistically, I don't know about number four coming in to be the guy to take that starting role. I actually love him. He's my new favorite Celtic. He gets hot, and it's just crazy. But he's so small on defense. He gets taken advantage of real bad. I feel like, I don't know who.
But Kelly, same with Pritchard. So it's like, pick your poison on that.
Well, that's the issue, is playing them at the same time.
Right.
Right. Like, I think you can get away with one of those guys. They've kind of figured that out. You know, very early in Pritchard's career, they couldn't even really play him. And then they've sort of figured that out. But those are two of your four best players. So it's tough to overlap them too much. Like, a good team is going to take advantage of that.
Yeah. I think you just got to pick one and start them. And you can't start them both. I think we saw that right away in game one against Philly. I think you're right about that. You can't bring them both off the bench. So one's got to start, one's got to come off the bench, and they might want to flip something there. 617-779-7937. We got more of your feedback coming up. We'll go on the clock at high noon. What to expect from the Pats and the Jets. We got the keys to Patriots and Jets today at 1 o'clock, plus a key for Madness at 1245. Stay tuned.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.